All right, without further ado, let's hop in and test this out for the first time. The first thing I want to do is create an end screen call to action for our website and our social media profiles that I can throw at the end of all of our podcast videos. So I'm just going to start from scratch with this prompt. Okay, and we have generated our animation, and already I can tell that it's pretty nice and something that would have taken a little bit of time with Canva, but something that we were able to do in a matter of minutes here. So let's just say change the background color to an orange and purple gradient. So let's see if it's capable of doing that. And I'll see how long it takes here as well. Okay, so it wasn't able to nail the gradients. So falling a little bit short there on the background color, but if you go into the background color settings, you can in fact create a gradient. I just thought we would maybe try and do it via chat there. Make this Nintendo style. Okay, there we have it. It does definitely look like a little bit of a retro video game, not exactly Nintendo style, but I think you get the idea.
Welcome to the AI Marketing Navigator, where we simplify AI marketing to keep you ahead of the curve. Brought to you by DigitalPop, delivering AI marketing automation so your small business thrives. Here's your host, Alex Carlson.
What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. Okay, Navigators, we are back today building off of our video episode from yesterday where we talked about HeyGen's video agent. And today we're going to be talking about another video-centric AI tool called Hera, H-E-R-A. And this is a tool that is going to allow you to design animated graphics and text. And if you're watching along on video with us right now on the screen, you are seeing the Hera homepage. And you can see their headline here says, Your AI Motion Designer. And they have a bunch of examples here. One is an animation of a map getting highlighted. Another is a text animation. Here is a socials end screen call to action. There's a little text exchange animation going on here. I'm really curious and really excited to start testing out this tool. I can't wait to see if it really is just going to be our imagination that limits what we're going to be able to animate and how well we're going to be able to do it. So like I said, super excited to test this out. But before we do that, they also have a gallery here that you can use to remix or build off of. They have a ton of different templates, I guess over 100. And this is just a few of them that you're seeing right here, right now on the screen. Again, we have that socials call to action. We have this little swinging tag that shows a percentage off a deal. Lots of bar charts, an animated Figma logo, lots of stuff going on and lots of options to kind of get you started. Now, I say that this is building off of yesterday's episode because yesterday we were able to get some very usable video, although not perfect video, from the HeyGen video agent. I think we said yesterday it got us about 75 to 80% of the way there on the video, but that you would have to take bits and pieces of that video and then be able to augment them through editing or whatever it might be, or some high quality motion or animated graphics. And that brings us right here to Hera. So with these high quality graphics in combination with what the HeyGen video agent is able to get you, I think it just might get you 100% of the way there. To again continue from our episode. Yes. Okay, so let's not waste any more time. Let's go ahead and test out Hera and build a few of these animations. I think what I'll do first is build one that we can use maybe as a call to action to all of our social media and our websites at the end of our podcast videos. And then after that, we'll try and get a little creative and push the boundaries of Hera and see just what it can animate for us. But first, a quick little tour of the interface for anybody who's not watching on video with us. If you are, feel free to jump ahead and skip if you'd like. But it looks very similar to a lot of the tools that we've covered on the show before, as far as the text input box is concerned, especially. But you have a ton of creative options here with Hera for what you're going to be able to do with your motion designs and your animations. First, you have the aspect ratio up here in the upper left, a widescreen, a vertical, square, portrait. You also have multiple different types of video lengths. The default and the max appears here to be 60 seconds. Next, you're going to have your input, your text input box. You can describe what it is that you want to animate. Gives you several examples here. I've already put mine in here that we're going to be animating in a second. Then down along the bottom of the text input field, you have a bunch of additional options. You can add a reference image or a reference video. And it does mention that these will not be included in your actual outputs. They will just be used as references. You can import your own audio. You can import your own custom fonts to use. You can even import CSV data. So if you want to include bar charts or graphs or data in your animations, I would imagine that that's how you're going to do that with that CSV data import. Now, I really love this. They have a brand style option. So they give you a few default brands that you can use, or you can create your own custom brand style. We've done that in a few other tools as well, and I highly recommend doing that if you're going to be using these tools to any sort of extent. I think today, just for our testing purposes, we're just going to go with the Hera default brand style. They also have this little magic wand icon here. It says it ensures good design, but it takes longer. And in parentheses, it says preview. So I'm wondering if that gives you a little preview of the animation before fully generating it, and that's how you ensure good design. So we'll test that out as well. They also have a prompt enhancement option. And then last but not least, along the bottom, they have a few example prompts that you can use here for, say, infographics, like a bar chart of the world population or the Bitcoin price chart. For text animations, like an article animation or banner text or a quote animation. For social media, we have the end screen call to action, which is what we're going to try and create with our prompt. You have the check the description banner, a subscribe button. And then they also have stuff specifically for ads, like another call to action, or an intro animation, or an Instagram reel. Again, all those B-roll, all the secondary footage that you need to supplement maybe your AI avatar or your AI-generated clips from VO3 or whatever you might be using, all of that can be done right here in Hera, which is what makes it so intriguing and I think so powerful here as an AI video tool. All right, without further ado, let's hop in and test this out for the first time. The first thing I wanna do is create an end screen call to action for our website and our social media profiles that I can throw at the end of all of our podcast videos. So I'm just gonna start from scratch with this prompt, create an end screen call to action for my website and my social media profiles. And then let's hit this ensure good design button as well and go ahead and prompt this. So we have our screen here telling us that it's being created. It's giving us a little countdown and it says your content will keep generating even if you close or leave the page. Enable browser notifications to get alerted when they're ready. So I'm gonna go ahead and jump ahead to when this is ready and generated. So see you in a second. Okay, and we have generated our animation and already I can tell that it's pretty nice and something that would have taken a little bit of time with Canva, but something that we were able to do in a matter of minutes here. Now, it's saying we're in edit mode, so you can move your cursor over the video to move, resize, or delete elements. So that's awesome. You can do a little bit of dynamic editing here. Let's see just how dynamic we can get. I'm gonna just go step through these editing steps with you guys. The next one is customize the background. You can choose a different color or make it transparent. Regenerate, you can regenerate for a new version. Find previous results easily in your history. You can save this as a template, which is really nice. And that's all we got here for the instructions. So let's go ahead and see how we can edit this. So I'm gonna grab our little mouse. We can click on follow the journey or stay connected. It looks like it pauses whenever we hit edit. So I'm gonna resume that and then hit edit one more time. Yep, it does in fact pause now. And it does look like you can double click here on the text elements and change the text as well. So we can literally put in our IG handle, our YouTube channel, and our other socials. Now it looks like we might need to get some icons in here for the actual social media channels. So again, I'm gonna be doing a little bit more tightening up of this video and throwing it at the end of one of the podcast videos that we do. We'll see if I have time to do it after recording this one and we can get it at the end of this video. But again, let's just do a little bit of testing here. Let's go ahead and change our website. We can do that to www.thedigitalpop.com. And you can see quite right away that it changes there in the design. It does need to be recentered by the looks of it. So we're gonna do that really quickly. Let's center it. And again, we'll need to do a little bit more editing with our icons and things like that, but you get the point. Let's just do, let's do something right here in the text editor to show you guys. You can do some dynamic text editing, or excuse me, dynamic editing via chat as well. So let's just say, change the background color to an orange and purple gradient. So let's see if it's capable of doing that. And I'll see how long it takes here as well. Okay, so it wasn't able to nail the gradients. So falling a little bit short there on the background color. But if you go into the background color settings, you can, in fact, create a gradient. I just thought we would maybe try and do it via chat there. So we weren't able to do that. Let's see what we are able to do via chat. It gives you some examples, for instance, like make this animation faster, change the font color to dark gray. So let's just do like, it says make the header 2 times bigger. One other one that I saw was make this Nintendo style. Let's just, let's try something like that. Let's do that one. Make this Nintendo style. I'm curious as to what that will look like. And hopefully they'll maintain our colors and stuff and we just have like a cool, I don't know, maybe 8-bit version of the screen. So let's see what this this chat edit results in. Okay, there we have it. It does definitely look like a little bit of a retro video game. Not exactly Nintendo style, but I think you get the idea now. You can do some dynamic chat editing, change the style completely on the fly, change the colors, change the buttons, change the pace of the animation. So some really cool capabilities here and some really, really high potential, I think, again, with the just the ability to create some really interesting B-roll and some complimentary or supplementary footage for your videos. And again, I think I'm going to try and tinker around with this a little bit more. I probably am going to put in a style guide and see if we can create an end screen for our videos yet this evening and this afternoon. And hopefully we get that at the end of this one. You guys will have to stick around and find out if we were able to do that. Anyway, let's try and do something a little bit more on the fly. So actually what I'm going to do is try and animate something for a little project I've been working on the side. This little, I don't know exactly what it is yet, community or tool or platform called Guru AI. And so I asked Claude, of course, because I have to always ask Claude to tighten up my prompt. I asked Claude to help me with a prompt for the words Guru AI, but they appear or they animate themselves into the screen with some green slime or kind of like some ooze or like dripping down the screen, something like that. And I got a nice prompt here from Claude. I'm not going to go through and read it all. Pause it if you want to check out the prompt here. But it basically says, slow dripping ooze, Guru AI. And I think what I'll do this time is remove a brand style, no brand style here. And we'll go ahead and see what the Hera motion designer is able to come up with for us. And this is, again, something I've been working on with a few other tools, and I haven't quite gotten what I've liked or what I wanted yet. So maybe Hera might be the answer I've been looking for. Let's check it out. Okay, and here's our result. And I have to say, I'm a little bit disappointed. I definitely thought we were going to get something nicer than what we have here. If you're not watching along on video, it's leaves some to be desired. Let's put it that way. So for a truly custom and original idea like this, I think it falls a little bit short. For something like the prompts that they give you, like a call to action end screen with a button and some links and things like that, icons, that's a little bit different, and I can pretty well template that type of stuff out. So I still think a ton of potential here for Hera AI to augment our AI video tools. And I think I'm gonna go ahead and create a call to action end screen to throw in at the end of our videos. Definitely get in here, you guys. Check out Hera. If there's something that you've been working on, an animation or some text or a presentation, an ad, something video-wise that you need some B-roll footage of some text or some graphics, Hera is an absolutely great place to start, and we were able to do this for free. Okay, that does it for today's episode. If you enjoyed the show or found it useful in any way, please do me a favor and follow on Spotify or subscribe on your podcast platform of choice. A review on top of that would be even more appreciated and is by far the most helpful thing you could do for the show. Also, if you are watching on YouTube, make sure to hit that subscribe button and turn on all notifications so you get notified each time that we drop an episode. Until then, and as always, thank you so much for joining me, and remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the AI Marketing Navigator. Ready to simplify your own marketing automation? Digital Pop helps make it happen so your small business can scale your marketing fast. Learn more at thedigitalpop.com.